the centre here, the Peter Harrison Centre for Disability Sport, is, you look around, you never go anywhere where physical activity is geared towards you. So you come into this area and this is for me and people like me. So we can be tested and those results can be fed back to our coaching staff and we can, you know, really set good goals in terms of where we're wanting to aim for training, how we're looking pre-season, how we're looking mid-season, coming up to really important fixtures. All of that data that's gathered through, you know, our PhD student Pippa that works closely with the team, all of that's really instrumental in helping us be the best we can be and get the most out of our performances.
And that obviously gives you an edge over your competitors too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more knowledge you can have about yourself, your body, your performance, the better. So yeah, we are really, really happy that a part of our facilities here includes this fantastic area. And we're taking every opportunity to maximise on that.
And how's sport?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the leader in sport, para sports research. You can't talk about para sports research without thinking about Loughborough University. So the fact that I'm also here studying as well has been another huge thing for me to be able to play the sport I love and also, you know, get this fantastic opportunity to study here with Vicky Tolfrey, with you know, all this these fantastic facilities here. So yeah, it's really, really, really big news for me.
Yeah, para sport at Loughborough University has really gone for leaps and bounds over the last couple of years through the para sport strategy. But I'm really proud to sort of say that was embedded following the research here at Loughborough in para sport. I joined Loughborough in 2007, but now we've really had an impact, again, perhaps driven by London 2012 and the fact that the research for the Peter Harrison Centre is delivered out of the National Centre for Sport and Exercise Medicine. We've got tremendous lab, we've got tremendous community here at Loughborough, and not only has the research led to more staff wanting to sort of engage in the research, but we've got a local community feel around para sport at Loughborough. Yeah, it's seeing the athletes who come into the lab or take part in our research to compete on the world circuit, it is great. But I don't take it for granted because I work at all levels of sort of wheelchair and para sport. It's great to see individuals who come into the laboratory and learn more about their health and well-being, as well as me guiding them to be an elite sports person, because they're perhaps elite sports person already, that's why they come into the laboratory. But then to see them have the success, come back with a silver or a gold medal, come back and achieve a personal best, is what sort of makes me feel really proud, is that the members of the Peter Harrison Centre are behind the scenes and are contributing to some of that success. We work very closely with the national governing bodies within para sport. We work closely with the Loughborough Sport, Loughborough Lightning, and it's very important that we work as a team, and some of the work that we do then is sort of translated to the performance pathways of the athletes. It's embedded and used. We wouldn't be doing research if it wasn't used, and so I sort of really are driven by sort of doing performance-centred research, sort of athlete-focused, coach sort of driven as such. So the questions that I do are really embedded in the pathway to performance.
It's been pivotal, really. So yeah, as you said, at Commonwealth Games, we'll have a mixture of Olympic and Paralympic athletes. So on the Paralympic side, we've got our visually impaired athletes, and it's a real mixture of experience and youth. So we've got an existing world champion and Paralympian in Dave Ellis and Luke Pollard, yet we've got athletes who are coming through the talent pathway as well. The Peter Harrison Centre, to be honest, has played an incredibly pivotal supportive role within the paratriathlon programme, really reaching back to kind of 2012, 2013. And every year since, we've just grown that partnership, you know, from it being quite an ad hoc supportive process all the way through to having master students, PhD students embedded in, to ultimately those guys becoming full-time members of staff. So it's played an incredibly supportive role, both for me personally, but also for the team and the sport.
Why is that important for individual athletes?
Ultimately, we're supporting athletes to be the best that they can be. And we feel that Paralympic athletes potentially don't have as much resource or as much opportunity to support their career and to support their physical and sort of sporting development. So the work that we have done really just playing a small role in helping athletes to strive on their standards and to be the best they can be and the best that any Paralympic athlete can be. It's huge. Yeah, we've got such strong relationships with a lot of governing bodies in the UK now. We've worked with the likes of wheelchair rugby, wheelchair basketball, wheelchair tennis, paratriathlon, just to name a few, even in the last couple of years. And the support that we have and the connection that we have with those national governing bodies, like I say, it helps us help them, really. So we can work together to support athletes from a career perspective, whether it's sporting performance, whether it's transition after sport, and whether it's performance or whether it's health. We feel like there's only benefits to be had when we work closely with those national governing bodies.
So, full name, Pippa Bailey, and I work here as a PhD student in the Peter Harrison Centre. So, my PhD is joint funded with Loughborough University and British Wheelchair Basketball, which is why I'm kind of working with Lindsay today, because I work with the Lightning wheelchair basketball team as well. Yeah, so we've just had Lindsay in. She's now finished with her treadmill testing. She's just doing a bit of a cool down. So what we did with her is we went through what's called a submax exercise test on the treadmill. And basically what that involves is a few, like 3 to 5 kind of short duration stages where we crank the speed up at each one. And then at the end of each of those stages, we look to measure heart rate, perceived exertion using the scale, and also blood lactate. So we've got some little blood samples from her ear as well. And she also had a mask on during the test. Essentially, this just kind of tells us what intensity different speeds are for her, and then we can try and relativize training based off that.
And why is that important?
Yeah, so it's really important just as kind of a generic fitness marker. So for someone like Lindsay, like if we do kind of a pre-season training block in October to December, just kind of gives us a good baseline of where she's at and then how she's improving over those few months. And then also what we can do as well is go through a bit more of a maximal protocol on the treadmill, where we would basically increase the speed up to her sort of max capacity. And that gives us something called VO2 max, which is really important as, a marker of that kind of like maximal aerobic fitness.
And I guess in this science behind the sport is really important all the time, but perhaps even more important when you build up to kind of a major championship such as the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, 100%. We just want to make sure that we're optimising what we're doing in training and just really kind of meeting the training level that we need to compete well at the games and be as prepared as we can, really. Thanks. Oh, smashed it.
So basically it goes on hand tank. I haven't actually Googled what the paratri is, but yeah. I mean, for example, men for the first Paralympic Games, but then it's come in. Oh, it's all about the number of athletes, because to be truthful, at power sport level, you've got so many more, not the word carers, but you have support, additional support staff.
Yeah.
And so the ratio then, if for example, it's almost like 10% of events to power sport, that then comes with the number of accreditations, which then sort of things, well, if we're in wheelchair rugby, then that's a team sport, that's that number, then there's this and that. And actually, a little bit, that's why wheelchair basketball and rugby work quite well. Because you're bringing in more nationals, because there's then more, or rather less players per team rather than the traditional 5-on-5.
Yeah.
So that's another argument to have.
Sorry?
Oh, the
timeline.
So many glove changes.
At the end of the day, it's an incremental test that gradually goes up. Maybe just add one onto it just so it looks a little bit more as if you're doing
like. If it's like, if you feel like it's 6, maybe add a few, but. If it's like, if it's around the corner,
that's okay.
Right, do you want to come forward just a little bit?
Any niggles or anything, give us a shout, Lindsay.
Okay.
Nice. Well, we don't get told off by the Brits, do we? But, you know, the English team, because we've got the Scottish in the lab today.
Yeah. Right,
they've got nice kit, they've got night kit.
Really?
I'll be quiet now if you've got...
Yeah. Right, ready to start? Cool, so I'll put it up to what we were on the screen for, so that 2 meters per second.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got sound, but it'll be minimal in terms of if anyone's speaking, I'll check it out anyway, so don't worry about that.
So a few of the wheelchair rugby players are coming and training on here at the moment, so they're doing sort of light working on some hands. You're getting some tweets saying, wow. Well, we don't get... Okay, so that's all done there.
What do you fancy for the next one?
Hmm?
What do you fancy for the next one?
White cheese.
Bit quicker?
Yeah, it's quicker.
How did that feel? Like, it's actually,
great.
Not on that.
No, late.
Yeah. Yeah, Lindsay, so how hard was that stage?
Somewhat hard.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
13?
What's like that?
Yeah, if you just do that once more, but go, come out and then go back in. Okay. Awesome.
I should paint my nails.
Good then, Lindsay. Just give it a nice stroke. So you'll notice it's bumped up quite a bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just doing three minutes of this.
Yeah.
And then we'll get into the same procedures of taking the blood, asking you about your rate of perceived exertion. So what we would do, Lindsay, is for some of the work that we do is we ask you about the RPE of how you're feeling in terms of your muscle working at.
Mm-hmm.
So some training programs we might have to describe more to sort of like how you are and the upper body exercise, small muscle mass,
mm-hmm.
and again depending on the skill level. Whole protocol, Lindsay, perhaps might do some 5 stages like this.
Okay.
Where exercise intensity starts to ramp up, so you're like, you're not going easy anymore.
Yeah.
And it's that point between where it's hard but then really hard.
Okay.
Then for some individuals, depending on what your maximal heart rate is, your peak heart rate response. If it is blunted slightly,
the nature of the impairment, as in, you know, the music is going to be a set version. So we might sort of say, you know, go and do a session today and ask you 14, you know, and that we know is maybe equated to like 60% or something. Ooh, where maybe inflection is concerned.
Right, so last 10 seconds. Okay, so I'll stop the treadmill in 3, 2.
I feel like I've been working at 140, but...
Perfect. Gym jack today?
Yeah, it's just strength, so...
Okay, that's good.
I wouldn't be doing a basketball session today, so...
No.
Does this come on?
Sorry?
Does this come on?
Yeah. Time to me to get the gloves
on. Can the glove change?
Oh. Because again, they would have just done it like this,
yeah.
Like for not thought properly. But I was like,
"Oh, you
can get you off the treadmill. I need to get these scissors. So do you want anything?"
Yeah, we were just going to do the. We're just very slowly in the background.
Oh yeah,
that's good. Yeah. So if you go to the computer and just kind of pretend you're working at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna. Okay, that's good. Right, okay, if you just.
Right. Right, happy to stop? Or are you.
Record.
Sorted.
Fine.
You just edit out the second one. Just take the first one. That was smooth. Like, it's like the pressure of it. Yeah.
Are all 3 samples already in?
No, they're not yet. This is just the calibration.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the last one though.
When you do it, if you just put one in, and then I'll get a close up to the other two.
Okay. I mean, that's not a great one.
So you're shaking the next one?
Yeah, I'll
shake. You can hold it up, but if you just maybe shake it a bit longer. Okay. And then which part are you going to put it into?
This one.
Can you just keep your finger on that? That's it. Okay, next is pop it in.
that's slightly more reasonable. Problem is we didn't label them, so I don't know which was which.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Right, okay, yeah, so if you go just behind that black mark on the... So we do start straight to camera to begin with. We do a mix of smiling and sort of a bit more game face. Okay, yeah, so looking directly towards me. That's excellent, that's nice. Fabulous, and again. Okay, and a bit, give us a big smile for a couple, that's right, that's nice. Perfect, that's lovely. And then if you sort of spin, so you're kind of facing the door you came in, so yeah, just on an angle like that, that's brilliant. And then looking back towards me, that's great. We do the same again, a mixture of serious and big cheesy grins, that's good. That's nice. Excellent. Fabulous. And then if you spin the other way, fantastic. Brilliant. And again, that's nice. Excellent. That's great.
Is that me?
You're done. Thank you very much. Brilliant.
Relatively painless.
Yeah, well, if you try.
Grab this bag while
I'm here.
There we go.
Just let me in.
Someone will jump out there and this person will just roll in all the time. So if you're in the middle, that's basically going to be probably your shot when it comes. So if you can get into your threes, whoever's lucky enough to have a ball inside the middle, Lucy, Neve, Laurie and Ellie. So with you four, do a fight on the D. Ready? If you make it,
yeah.
set it up again, pass it back, try again, and then if that doesn't work, that's when you can split off and Jude, Lucy, Shiv, Robin, because that's your prop. I'm expecting you to in the future as well, and you can. Bigs, we're all bigs here. We've got quite a big.
I'm not alone, so it must be annoying to not be able to do anything because you can't read. Like, as a bigger people, like.
Stop. Yeah, I think that's.
We'll stop it right there. Anyway,
defensively, I've not got a problem if anyone gets beat. Like, it happens, especially because of mismatch.